KVP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Who is the real Bill Cosby? We're getting more information about him through the transcript of a deposition he gave in response to a lawsuit filed by a former Temple University worker 10 years ago. She claims Cosby drugged her and sexually assaulted her. Cosby has denied the allegation, calling any sexual contact with the woman consensual. Investigators are trying to find out what happened at a Los Angeles home owned by actress Demi Moore, where the body of a man was found at the bottom of a pool.
LAPD responded to the home after a 911 call and found a small crowd around the man's body in the pool. Demi Moore is not believed to have been home at the time the incident occurred, and the man is not believed to be a family member. His name hasn't been released.
That's the AP's Tammy Abdullah. Coroner's officials say the man's death was an accident. At the British Open, for the first time in 88 years, an amateur took the lead going into the final round. 22-year-old Paul Dunne is confident he can be at the top of the leaderboard at the end.
I don't see why not. I mean, I'm well capable of shooting the scores that I need to win if everyone else doesn't play their best. So, whether it happens or not, I can't really control. You know, I can just go out and try to play my game and see where it leads me at the end of the day. But hopefully I play great again and post a good number.
He shares the lead with two other players. There's bipartisan criticism for Donald Trump after he questioned whether Senator John McCain was a war hero in a speech in Iowa. He talked about it today on ABC's This Week.
I'm very disappointed in John McCain because the vets are horribly treated in this country. I'm fighting for the vets. I've done a lot for the vets.
The Republican National Committee issued a statement saying there's no place in the party for those kind of comments. Several GOP presidential candidates were also critical of the comments. And Democratic presidential contender Hillary Clinton said it was shameful that it took so long for most of Trump's fellow Republican candidates to start standing up to him. This is AP Radio News. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says he has no expectation of changing Israel's opposition to the Iranian nuclear deal. He plans to use meetings with Israeli leaders to discuss ways of deepening military ties. He arrived in Tel Aviv and is scheduled to meet with his Israeli counterpart tomorrow, followed by a meeting Tuesday with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Earlier today, Netanyahu told CBS he does not believe the nuclear deal will change Tehran's outlook or behavior.
Ayatollah Khamenei, the ruler of Iran, the dictator in Tehran, is saying that he's going to continue his battle against the United States and his worldwide terrorism. I think we shouldn't give them a reward. This deal paves Iran's path to a nuclear arsenal.
Ash Carter is the first Obama cabinet member to visit the Jewish state since the Iran deal was clinched last week. Police in Detroit are searching for men who allegedly robbed two young couples at gunpoint in separate attacks 2 hours apart and then gang-raped the women while forcing the males to watch. The attacks happened on Thursday night. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.